With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the seventh chapter of Hilchos Ishus, continuing to learn scenarios where a man gave a woman Kiddushin al Tanai. He made a condition, he made a stipulation. So writes the Rambam in Halacha Yudalid, that Aval Amam Isha. But if a man tells a woman, Harei at mikodeshes li bozeh, behold, you are consecrated to me with this item. La'acher she'ez gayir, after I convert. Or la'acher she'tiz gayri, after you convert, etc. Says the Rambam, even after she converted, the kedushin does not go into effect. Why is that? L'fi she'eino yochol ato lekacho. In other words, since he cannot consecrate her when he gave her the kes of kedushin, therefore, even after the stipulation was met, it will not go into effect. And actually, this is based on the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Samach Beis. And over there, the Gemara explains that since a person cannot affect a transaction with something that has not yet come into the world, so over here, before she converted, her Jewishness, so to say, is not in the world. She, the wife, was not even here. So therefore, the Kedushin does not go into effect. Now, the Rebbe borrows and uses this din, and he stretches it to an amazing theme. This is a sicha that we have in Toras Menachem Chelek Mem on page 354. This is a sicha that Rebbe is giving, explaining the opening of Slichas, where we say that L'cho Havaya HaTzedakah, that to you Havaya is tzedakah, and v'lanu b'shespanim, and we are bashful and we are ashamed. And the Rebbe explains Gavaldik, that from what level of God do we receive tzedakah? From the essence of Hashem. Why is that? So the Rebbe quotes the Shalom HaKadosh, that speaks about this whole question, whether our mitzvahs are for us, our mitzvahs are for the world, or are our mitzvahs for God? And he speaks about different levels in godliness. And ultimately, the highest level of godliness is a place where our avoda cannot reach because it's completely transcendent of its beyond us. So says the Rebbe like this, in the levels of godliness where our avoda can touch, so there, when we receive from that level, it's not called tzedakah, it's called schar, it's called reward. And even if you're not going to call it reward, it's called a gift. A gift doesn't mean that you're getting it mamish for free, like Chazal tell us, that ilav da avad le naichal nafshei, that if the recipient wouldn't have, prior to receiving the gift, done something that would have pleased the gifter, the giver, then he would not have given you the gift. So faket, l'cho havaya hatzedak, that tzedakah is dafka coming from a place that our avoda doesn't reach at all. Eloma, God is the giver. God is the one who's initiating. And so tzedakah comes from Atzmus. The question is, what makes us a keli? We can't cause it, but what makes us a keli to be able to receive from the essence of Hashem? And their answer is, lanu boishas panim, going back to the theme of bittul. And as we just quoted in the previous segment, the pasuk that we have in Yeshaya, that moroim v'kadosh eshkoin v'ezdaka yushval ruach, that the highest level of godliness can dwell where? In the one who has a humble and a lowly heart. The idea of bittul. And this is how the Rebbe explains that when you have in Parshas Nitzavim, that Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem, Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, all of the 10 levels have to stand as one, going from the highest level to the lowest level. And for the highest to connect to the lowest, there has to be a tremendous bittul in the highest. And who is the lowest that he has to connect to? And this is indeed the way that we make ourselves a keli, to stand firmly on Rosh Hashanah. So it's the Rosheichem, Shifteichem, have to connect to Chayte Veitzech and Shoyev Meimecho. And as we know from our Rashi brings it down, from our sages, that the wood choppers and the water gatherers, they were Avadim. And the Rebbe quotes today's Rambam by speaking about the Shiflus and the Bittul, and the sense of nothingness that is experienced by an Eved and a Shivcha, by this person who did not yet convert. So you have an Ani, which is a broken person. Then you have a person who's not poor, but they're destitute, an Evyon. Even an Evyon is someone who has hope. But a person who is an Eved has no Metzias at all. And that's, and dafka, because of the bitul experience by the choytev itzach ha-shoev me'mecha, that they not, they don't even exist. And nevertheless, the rosheichem, shefteichem are able to connect to them together, kulchem, because of the tremendous bitul within the rosheichem, shefteichem. That bitul, that lono ha-boishas upon him, makes us a keli to be mekabel the brachas that come from the highest level from which we call that bracha, tzedakah from Hashem.